I'm gonna watch from 12 to 3 tonight. I'll probably put some film in my camera and walk over there and take some close-up pictures of those 155s for you. I got another old that's already been taken, but I ain't got no stamps to send them home yet. So first chance y'all get, send me some stamps and I'll send y'all some film. I sent you the old reliable, but I folded it up and put it in an envelope and let it slip by like that. But they'll catch this film and they'll make me put a stamp on it. Alright, two stamps. Chow down here is a lot better than it was at Rakim. Of course, they're cooking for a lot less people. And not one mess off for the whole battalion like it was back at Rakim. The only thing we're really limited down here is fresh perishable items. Kind of sort of limited because it takes a long time to get it down here. You don't hardly have any ice because of the time it sits out there and a Chinook comes and picks it up and brings it down here. And the time they get it back in a cooler, it's just about melted. That's about the only thing that's hurting us is having something cold to drink. They're supposed to get a club going down here pretty soon. That'll be just like Rakim then if they get us a club down here where you can go and buy cold Cokes and cold beer. Of course, we didn't spend much time in the club. We'd buy the stuff and get some ice from mess hall and ice it down at our hooch and keep it on ice down there all the time. Whenever you want to, you just walk in there and get you a cold beer or a cold Coke. They limit you to buy six at a time when you go in there, and each one of us would go up and we'd get six. Of course, we wouldn't drink that many in one night. Most of the time, we'd have them left over the next day and have something to drink. little old town south of Rakim, Miley, it's gotten hit twice since we left. And the Charlie Company has been hit once or twice out in the fields, out in our old area since we left. They just one company back there, that's Charlie Company. They have to keep one platoon out. And just about every day and every night they have to keep one out. They had a spot report. These Vietnamese civilians turned in spot reports. Said it was 500 VC down there the other night, but I don't much believe it. I don't believe there's that many VC in this whole area. Might have used to been, but not now. They got a deal going where they have certain civilians that they trust or something. They pay them so much money for each spot report they turn in. So heck, these Vietnamese are always turning in spot reports so they can get some money off the government. The elections went off over here without incident. They had one in Saigon, tried to mortar the palace, but ran. All right, I got a call here.
This is Bravo 6 Oscar. This is Lima Papa 3, sit up negative, boy. Bravo 6 Oscar, roger up.
I got three LPs and one platoon out today.
This is Bravo 6 Oscar.
Sit up negative, over.
Roger, what's your call sign again?
Lima Papa 2.
Roger, thank you.
I got three LPs out, and I got one platoon, complete platoon out on the ambush. So I have to take their situation reports every hour, just sort of have for them to have something to do, I guess. Call me in. They really ain't no activity on the island here. We're just about the same as on an island. We're encircled with big rivers all the way around, and we have to have these LCNs to get off the island, these troop carrying ships, you know, like you hit the beachheads with back in World War II. I go down there and take some pictures of them and mostly what they're using for over here is cargo, but they got two of them that stay down here all the time, and whenever we want to go across the river somewhere to go on an ambush or something, well, they come down here and take us across. They ain't got too many weapons on them. They're not like the regular troop carrying PBRs they got over here. But like that Riverine Mobile Force, they have all them gunboats and everything. We just got this couple little deal. They got a 50 caliber on them, I think. They probably couldn't do too much, so if they got hit. We came down here. One of the guys in one of the platoons had a fan, big old nice fan, and they don't have that. They don't have but a couple sockets in each platoon now, down here. So he sold it to our commo chief, and it sits in here in the commo shack here, and I got it turned on, and it's about to blow me away. Of course, it's cool at night anyway. Real, it's exceptionally cold. I mean, it's not cool; it's just plain cold at night. But I got it turned on to keep the mosquitoes blown off of me, because these little mosquitoes down here are really pesky, boy. They're lullins, and they don't hum or nothing. They just sneak up on you, and they'll be biting you before you know it. And I keep it turned on to keep them blowed off of me. Of course, we got a screened-in place here. We got a real nice, we really built us a nice place since we come down here. But they can get in through the cracks in the wood and stuff like that. I'll take a picture of the commo shack tomorrow too and let y'all see what it looks like. I don't think I've taken a picture of this new commo shack. We had a real good one back at Rock Inn, but it was a real heavy one too. But we was thinking about trying to sling it and have a Chinook come in there and pick it up. I believe it could have done it. I believe it would have held together. But they wouldn't do it, so we just built some nothing. Since the first day we got out here, we all jumped on it and started building it. That meal Daddy described, boy, that really tore me up. I don't want him to do that no more. I could just smell that stuff cooking. Man, he described a supper just before it was put on the table with all them greens and onions and radishes and stuff like that, and I just had to nearly about turn my tape recorder off because I couldn't stand it to listen. But it won't be long now and I'll be eating all that good food, I guess. That suit from Hong Kong should have been coming by boat. But it should be there by now, unless it takes long. I don't know, it takes a long time for a letter just to get from Hong Kong to Vietnam, because I wrote a postcard up there to old Sailing here, and I beat the postcard back. I mailed it the day after I got to Hong Kong, and it didn't get to Rock Inn until about a week after I did. A week after I got back. So it'd probably be a good while before that suit gets there. I know we have extra fast service over here on boat. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks from here to the States by boat packages. I don't know whether y'all gotten that package I sent from here yet or not. It went over by boat. It was less than $1, I think, for that big old package. It's been around $10 for by airmail. Looks like the tape's gonna run out, so I'll sign off and say goodbye for now.
He'll be out from now on. He got total disability.